Welcome to Corazon Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Jack Baroogian. Jack Baroogian is chairman of the Global Smart Commodity Group. He was formerly a member of the board of directors of the CME Group, during which time he helped demutualize the exchange and prepare for its IPO. During his time on the board, Jack was instrumental in conceptualizing the E-mini futures and later creating the Russell 2000 futures and options, S&P Mid-Cap 400 futures and options. Jack also served as CEO of Index Futures Group and president of Commerce Bank Futures. As an entrepreneur, Jack has launched over a dozen companies and thrives on developing innovative and disruptive ideas. He is also currently co-founder, chief economist, and director of the Universal Compute Exchange. Jack graduated with honors and distinctions from Loyola University of Chicago and is a featured expert contributor on CNBC, focusing on market development and trends. Well, good afternoon, Jack. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Brian. Always a pleasure.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for jumping on. I know traversing time zones and so forth sometimes can be a challenge, but I do appreciate the time you jumping on this evening so we can get into this. Again, you're very well versed. You've been out there in the media business for a long time, obviously sharing what you've contributed to this space. But really, we're just going to jump right into these questions so we can talk a little bit more about what you do and what you can share. You've got quite the career as an economist. You're a senior executive, an entrepreneur, board member. Now you're the chairman of Global Smart Commodity Group. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
It was a long road, Brian. Let's face it. Road rate basically started right out of college. I was at Loyola University here in Chicago. I had a lot of friends that were down on the floor of the exchange trading. And when I started seeing what they were doing and what was happening on that floor of the exchange, it really got into my blood. And I realized that what I saw, I wanted to be part of. So that's really when it all began. And that was the genesis. And from there, it just started to grow. As I started to get inspired by what was happening on the floor, new products that were being developed, new things that were happening, new ways to manage risk. I really saw that there was a fit for me. And what happened was over the course of many years, I started doing a lot of different things. I started becoming a talking head, one of those guys that you see on CNBC all the time. I was on three or four times a week. It was Rick Santelli and I that were doing it primarily all the time. In fact, Ricky still does it. He's a good friend who's still on CNBC. And then I became president of a division of Commerce Bank here in Chicago. I was on the board of directors of the CME group when we demutualized the exchange and launched a lot of new products. So, Brian, a lot of, my background really kind of led me to where we're at now, which is with the Global Smart Commodity Group and with all new types of products and technologies that are really what is the inspiration behind everything that I'm really doing now.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that, by the way. I know you've had quite a career out there and sharing some great knowledge. You know, you're invested so much in investments, economics. Jack, switching gears, you've got quite an impressive resume. Like we talked about, you've been in demand as an expert economist by many organizations. In your experience, could you share what is now considered non-relevant versus emerging products or commodities?
Think about it this way, Brian. You know, the world is evolving. So what was, say, something that was important 20 years ago is no longer relevant today. Markets that we used to trade, for example. There was a time when I first got into the markets that pork bellies were probably one of the most important products that we're trading. Well, now pork bellies are essentially delisted. They trade very rarely. And when they do, it's more of a rarity. And it's something that we don't really look for as far as price discovery goes. But when think about smart commodities, think about things as we're developing that are good for the economy in the ecology right now. You know, we've got cobalt, we've got lithium, we've got titanium, we've got things that are going into, these rare earth elements that are driving battery production. And quite frankly, remember, we need to see these supply chains be a little bit more secure. We need them here at home. You know, what was, an anti-China sentiment in many boardrooms has turned into an anti-China policy in many ways, especially when we're talking about rare earth elements. And what's going on is we're turning into zones. So you're seeing more of a North and South American zone that is developing, a Eurozone that's developing. Then people are becoming primarily dependent on their own supply chains within their own zones. And that is really driving the technological needs that we're seeing, over the course of these last few years. And what we're seeing, I think, is just the tip of the iceberg as to what we're going to see in another few.
Thank you. And we focus on emerging technologies here on this particular podcast and our platform, but I appreciate you sharing that with us because we do have folks in our audience that are well-versed in the work that you do. Me, not so much, but that is always helpful for our audience. So thank you again. And that's my next question. It's really a segue here. Are you leveraging any new or emerging technologies in your business? And if not, maybe you found a cool tool or app that you found useful you could share with us today.
Absolutely, Brian. You have to be leveraging new technology at all times or else you die. You know what? You become a dinosaur. Look, anecdotally, you know, people didn't think that this whole electronic e-mini concept would ever take off. You know, people thought that the only way you could really trade commodities was in an open outcry environment where you've got, you know, 500 people yelling and screaming and throwing their arms up. And well, you know, I was one of those people that sat at that board and said, no, there's a better way to do this. We can open this up and be the, you know, the toll booth to the financial world if we do it properly. And sure enough, we layered ourselves into that technological change. What we see happening right now with blockchain technology, the availability of smart contracts, what's going on right now with AI, all of these things are giving us the ability to be able to create new markets, new products, new services, and more importantly, new ways to manage risk that we don't even see. You know, there's a lot of people that talk about data, but nobody is out there actually monetizing it properly, except for the exchanges. You know, you can walk into any CFO's office and say, what is your data worth? And they have no idea. Do have the technology right now to start looking at data and monetizing it properly. You know, the other part of that, Brian, and just to know where we were and just to bring us back into full swing, when I was president of Commerce Bank, I used to have Nestle's as one of my big clients. We used to take millions of dollars worth of delivery on sugar. Well, it was always inferior. There was always a problem with that delivery. There was never an exact science. It was always a guessing game. Well, with blockchain technology, with data capture, there's no longer a guessing game. It's pure verification. So now in the commodity world, as we enter this world, all right, this whole environment where blockchain technology is evolving and taking the smart contract process and bringing it into the mainstream, it's going to change the way that commodities and supply chains are constructed. And that's so very important, especially for the future.
Thank you. I love that. And I appreciate you highlighting that because we do talk a lot about blockchain here. In fact, our platform here, we have duplicated the platform into the Web3 space. So I totally can relate to the use case with blockchain and how it's going to change the world in every vertical out there. So I appreciate the share. And Jack, last question here. Can you share something from your career experience that might be helpful for those looking to grow their career in economics, trading, or entrepreneurship?
I think it's really keeping an open mind. I think I'll share a story with you that really, I think, resonates with a lot of people. You know, I was very fortunate when I sat on the board of directors of CME Group that we had a couple of Nobel laureates that sat on that board. And we would always have a luncheon an hour prior to the meetings. So I met Milton Friedman was on that board. So it was Merton Miller. And Merton Miller and I became very friendly. And he sat right next to me. And at one point, we were talking about the internet. And this was back in I want to say 99 or 2000. And he turned to me at one point and he said, Jack, my boy. Now, here's a guy who's got a Nobel Prize, who's got an IQ off the charts. And he says, Jack, my boy, I don't understand this internet thing. Other than information, I really don't know what it's good for. And then he sat back and he said, then again, you know, when they created the steam engine, they did it to pump water out of coal mines and no one thought it would be good for anything else. So what the hell do I know? And, you know, that in itself, Brian, taught me something. It taught me that you could be the smartest man in the world, but if you do not maintain an open mind, you're lost and you end up becoming a dinosaur. That's the way somebody becomes a Nobel laureate, by the way, all right, is that they're constantly thinking like that. Right. They're constantly trying to maintain that thought process. And for the man who was in his 80s at that point, I thought that was one of the most remarkable statements I had ever heard. And you know what? That's kind of the way I'm trying to work my life. You know, I'm always looking ahead, trying to find something that can better things. You know, even if I don't understand it, I'll try to embrace it and then learn it as best I can.
Thank you for sharing. And I love those little stories. I think we all love a story and that's so appreciative. So thank you, Jack, for that and how you're applying that in your life going forward as well. So thank you. And Jack, it was a pleasure having you on today. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Oh, thanks, Brian. It's a real pleasure too. Anytime you want me, just say the word.
Bye for now.